Russia, his favorite, and mere. Like, what is going on, Kurobe-san? Well, we're doing a birthday sort of review check-in, sort of for me, sort of for you. Your birthdays are, you know, they're kind of a fun thing. So I started a new tradition this year where I'm gonna do a little voice memo for all the people that wish me happy birthday, and that's gonna be a thing. So, two things. Well, I guess first thing. Birthdays definitely have changed for me in the last couple of years. I think, right, I'm in my 30s now, like, definitively. There's no, it's not like, you know, 31, 32, it's like 34, you're mid-30s now, for sure. Like, very solid lid-to-lee. So, Dakara. What am I looking for in terms of how I show up? How do I want people to show up? So, younger me, so we're doing a little club side story, story time. Because, you know, why the fuck not? So, yes, I think I was much more concerned with having all my friends or close friends be present at, like, my parties. And, like, if someone didn't come, I was like, oh, it was, like, a big problem. Maybe not a big problem, but it was something I was that upset me. And getting older and realizing everyone has their own life and their own things to do, right, you're not going to be able to get everyone. So I think one turning point for me was last year I postponed my birthday because two of my oldest friends just couldn't make one could make another weekend, so it ended up being the first weekend in August, and I'd already started my new job, and my friend who got me the job came and was, you know, talking about that and how he was happy with how I was doing and all that, so there is that. Then I was like, wow. But then, like, this one friend who I had basically made space for so that she could make it, just her and her boyfriend showed up, like, not in very helpful ways. You know, it's kind of like not really aware, you know, you're going to kind of be on your phone for a lot at a party, you're going to be, like, kind of interrupting people. You know, got one of my friends was playing with a kid, and, you know, this guy was, like, interrupting, and it's like, man, like, I kind of dealt with that poor behaviors for too long, and now I'm kind of like, all right, well, I'm not dealing with this, and I'm taking space for myself and prioritizing people who, like, can show up in some way. Like, doesn't need to be much, but this birthday really showed to me that it, right, people will show up for you and how they can, what comes to them and how they value the friendship. So that's like cool, because like every person will show up in their own way, support you in how they are able to, and right, you can't judge or expect things to be like different. It's like, right, how does their friendship in their way look to you, or in this context? So that was definitely been something really nice that I have been able to take care of. So definitely very grateful for that, because I'm appreciating more, right, the people in my life, and appreciating them for who they are rather than who I want them to be. I'm like, oh, you need to show up for me in a certain way. So right, take that lesson of how can you show up for your friends and even communicate to them, like, oh, like, this is important to me, this is not important to me, or whatever. I don't really care. So yeah, there you have it. It's definitely a nice shift in getting older, because right, if I'm another 10, 20, 30 years, we're getting older, definitely been a bit of a eating frenzy recently. I kind of eat everything in sight, sweets and all that, so it's definitely been not the greatest, but you know, just kind of go with it for now and try and change that coping mechanism. Definitely not it was cool. Definitely my smallest birthday celebration in a while. The number of people, but kind of seeing like who has showed up consistently for me and how they've shown up. It was interesting too, like how Facebook and all that works, because like, right, you have a bunch of people who message you on Facebook or post and like happy birthday, and like, you know, I just had the thought of like, are these people really my friends, or are they just trying to like appear as my friend, or like, quote, like put in their like dues as friends so they have access to me down the road when they do need, which I think is part of the Facebook landscape. But then there's also people who are like actually just trying to wish you happy, you know, just want to wish you nice. It's like moving on from relationships. It's just it is what it is. Like, I got to see my old boss from the card days, and I'm like, wait, like, we're just not gonna really be in each other's lives because like we're just doing different things, and the time we had was good. It was fine. It was what it was. We got what we needed from each other. When I was business relationship, and he's doing his thing now. I'm figuring crap out too. So that's another thing. Another little thing to be happy. So next thing to think about would be, right, how do you want to show up for the people who are important to you? Right, communicating that, man. Being an adult and creating better relationships is, this is something I'm very passionate about. So I would say walking is one thing. Health and wellness, although personally I'm sort of like in a very much like coping eating time, but I think, right, being able to help people understand the importance of exercise and walking and stuff, so we can like, all right, my birthday's over, we've done really good celebrating, now the rest of the summer I can kind of like just be like, screw it, we're gonna like need to get the habits back in check, get back up on time, do things, and it'll be okay. So anywho, what else we got to talk about? I'm doing a presentation at a small Japanese convention, an industry center in Brooklyn, so that's gonna be cool. A little bit of fitness, a little bit of volunteer, and we'll just kind of see what happens. Just show up with people, do a thing, be me, and just be a cool guy. So yeah, it was definitely a nice little fun hangout. You know, nice tiramisu, nice crack cup pie, and some time with friends. Although, like, honestly, one problem with like having these hangouts is like I don't really get to hang out more as like host, and that's okay. It's kind of part of that's just the cost of I think getting people together. So you're not really hanging out, you're more like hosting. So you kind of just have people show up and then go from there. And that's the life. So anywho, what also can we talk about on this drive to work today? Because now it's like July, let's see, 11, 12, 14. Oh, my host brother's birthday is today. I got sent him a little something. I guess other, like, sort, like, bigger lesson here is you just let people show up and you sort of be like, all right, like, you do your thing, see how they act, and then be like, all right, cool. So now I know this is how they are in this situation, and I can sort of, right, just, okay, that's how they're showing up, okay, like, that's how they're, okay, like, this is information for me, so kind of, like, small Jason point, so I have a group chat of, like, my oldest friends, and it's just so funny how, like, relationships with, like, old friends is, it's, like, because these are friendships that, realistically, right, you could either keep it or not keep it, depending on how things are. And I used to really be of the mind, like, no, you want to keep real friends because, like, it's, that's cool, it's really good. But, like, that can't excuse bad behaviors and people not showing up to support the friendship, right? I can't, it'd be great to, like, have a really great friendship that's, you know, 30, 40 years. But if one person isn't showing up, then it's, not that good. Whereas is like, right, you can maybe ship a relationship. It's like the like, best relationship can go, but it's going to be more like casual, maybe once a year, every other year, who cares? So I got some birthday wishes from that group, but like it's when one person sends and everyone sends. So then I kind of responded where like where I was on life and no responses, which is like, oh, okay, so you guys are just not really like into connecting. You're just trying to like, I don't know, use it for validation, or you're trying to like, I don't even know. Like, there's definitely a lot of reasons, but I'm not going to give it one because I don't really know what's going on. But I have enough information to be like, all right, well, I'm not going to really care because you guys are not, right, putting that bare minimum of, like, texting, right? No matter how busy you are, putting in that bare minimum of texting to support a relationship for me is, like, kind of a deal breaker. It is a deal breaker. You know, it's super easy. Don't need like instantaneous ones, obviously. Like, we're not fucking robots, we're not an AI, but a response of some sort, you know, to add to our friendship, keep it going. Right, because like with my friend with her boyfriend, it just like, honestly, like this boyfriend showed me, like, wow, this relationship with the friend was already kind of rocky. Now you had a boyfriend who's kind of like just very not self aware. And it's like, oh, like, why am I hanging out here? Like, why am I going to put time into this, into like, hanging out here, putting energy? And it's like, this is just not where I'm at, bro. And it's okay. It is the okay. That ain't. It is what it is. Other fun thing is I ended up getting my Starbucks reward, but the day after, I went to my old Starbucks, and, like, my friend Tatum was there, I was like, I know Tatum, sorry, I'm going to be a crazy customer, Like, not exactly that crazy, but like, that thing is just so funny. Like, if someone comes and like, all right, I know I'm going to be a crazy customer right now, and they're like, oh my God, oh no. And you're just like, I just want to use my birthday reward, but it was yesterday. Or like, well, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was just so funny, because like, you just say something, and then people have their own reaction in their head of like, wow. So anywho, I mean, Starbucks is up to its old tricks of stuff that's very, like, kind of on the news with the whole union stuff and all that. I went to the roastery, actually, yesterday. So my party was Saturday, yesterday was Sunday. And I went just because I was like, fuck it, I want to go. I think part of why people work for Starbucks is because, like, it has a name. Honestly, truly... unsure of like Starbucks as a company. I think overall, like, if you're just like needing a first job, it's, I think, pretty good for that. I think that would be my like go-to opinion on the matter. It's like, you know what, or if you're in between, you need something, it's pretty easy, pretty good. Like, there's nothing too crazy. You honestly don't need that much. If you can't do the job, then like, right, then service, hospitality is not for you. Because, like, basically making the drinks is super easy. I could teach anyone to do it. And talking with people is pretty basic stuff. So, that's kind of with that. Oh, yeah, and last time I saw my district manager, that was kind of old district manager, that was kind of funny. I went to Merrick Starbucks for a trade, and it kind of worked out pretty good and challenged the universe pretty well. So that was another fun... Yeah, see if you can ever challenge the universe and kind of how that looks for you, what good stuff shows up or is there, and it's like crap happen, as the kids say these days. So, let's see what else do I got for you. Yeah, I think just really I'm shifting how I approach interacting with other humans, how to like show up for them, how I'm going to show up. And maybe just like not putting as much importance on how another person acts, and I can basically pray as well. You control, you show up and what you do, and whatever people do is okay. Like, it's like, all right, they're gonna do this, no problem. They can show up, do their thing, you do your thing, and there you go. New week is coming in. July is here. I'm doing that fitness talk soon, so that's kind of fun. And, yeah. Alright, well, I'm pretty much, I'm more to say, so pasta la pasta, people, and until the